The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem al-rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, bari'il khalaiqi ajma'in, ba'athil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, wa salatu wa salam ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibi qulubina wa tabibi nufusina wa shafi'i dhunubina, Abil Qasim al-Mustafa Muhammad wa ala ahli baytihi al-tayyibin al-tahirin. One of the recommended acts or deeds, a'mal of this blessed month is istighfar. In fact, one of the emphasized lines are of the dua that we went over. The dua of these days, everyone's reciting it, we covered it or discussed it, reminded us of the meanings in this dua, Yaman Arjuhu Likulli Khair. One of the concepts that is mentioned there and emphasizes the idea of asking for forgiveness. Both we ask Allah to remove all the shar of this world and the hereafter, which is a way of asking for forgiveness. And then the Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, the last bit that we ask, Harrim, as the Imam asked, his wording was, Harrim Shaybati Ala An-Nar. It's another wording of istighfar and asking for forgiveness, asking for repentance. The most essential part of istighfar that we should try to accomplish in the month of Rajab is changing our ways. Sure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the consequences of the deeds if we ask, and so on and so forth. But that's barely making it to paradise. It's barely making it where we wouldn't be in trouble in the hereafter. And we should keep doing that. But if you look at the wordings in the Quran regarding the concept of repentance, where istighfar, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ, the istighfar that is mentioned there in other verses. When you look at the concept in the Qur'an and the various forms of it, they all boil down to and come down to the idea of turning back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we are not trying to turn back towards Allah, trying to correct our deeds, when we ask for forgiveness, we are trying, at bare minimum, turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We acknowledge our fault, we recognize our problems, and we realize that we've done wrong in God's presence, and so we ask Him for forgiveness. That's bare minimum. What we are pushed to do and to ask for is tawbah an-nasuh, which is to turn away from the past ways, the past acts, the past deeds, the past habits. And this is the month that we can start more seriously on that, brothers and sisters. We need to abandon the wrong and to acquire the better way of life, get involved in a better of way of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented all these paths in the Quran and the words of the Ahlul Bayt and the du'as that the Ahlul Bayt have given us. We can find them. They're all available. When we read the Quran, it's all available. The principles of how we should govern our lives are mentioned in the Quran. It's all there. Everything is there. If the desire, the want to change is there, if we want to turn back, turn away from the wrong we're doing, away from the mistakes, away from the ignorance, away from acting based on, I don't know, whatever it is other than God's guidance, is something that will be regretted later. Something that will be regretted, maybe not in the next year or two, maybe not in the next decade or two, maybe not by the end of our life here in this world. Once we open our eyes to the realm of eternity, that's when it's going to hit us, and we will realize that we missed all those opportunities. That's too late. Regret is the only thing we can do. Now there's another thing we can do. We can decide when we're in the month of Rajab, when we read these du'as, we ask for forgiveness. Let's try to develop this want and desire to move to the next step of tawbah, which is to turn away from all of the wrong. And this is a gradual process, of course. It's a gradual process of making those changes, but you do need to take steps. We need to take steps. And it starts with the want, the firm want and will, unwavering will to make that change in ourselves. It starts with that. If we can develop that in ourselves and then take steps towards identifying what needs to be changed and try to change them, we fail, try again and again and again, till we move away from our status quo. We move away from our current habits, our current ways of doing things. One of the biggest problems that the Ahlul Bayt have notified us of is to be able to spot and find problems, deficiencies, issues in other people and not being able to see it in ourselves. Not being able to see my flaws, not being able to see my bad habits, not being able to see my ignorances. If we want to become better, we'll look for flaws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has promised in the Quran, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He is taking us from darkness into light. If I don't see it happening, if I'm not making that promise, then that iman that is founded in practice and a belief that results or leads to action, that's missing. If it wasn't missing or it's weak, if it wasn't missing, if it wasn't weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says He removes us from darkness into light. That's what the Quran says. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. The fault isn't in God if I'm not making progress. Who says that being like the great companions of the Ahlul Bayt, the likes of Salman, the likes of Miqdad, the likes of Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman, and the others that we don't know their names, Abu Khalid al-Kabuli, who says that that's limited to them? Why do we think that these are things that we cannot acquire? It's not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. If we do what is required, we'll get those results. The problem is we're not engaging in that process. We're not wanting it seriously. If we did, then we'd change our ways. We'd look for problems. We'd welcome anyone who would present us a flaw, a problem, an issue. Not turn away, not get angry. Not accuse them of this or that. We'll use that as a way of reflecting within and seeing if that problem exists or it doesn't exist. And say, oh Allah, I don't know. If it's there, then You help me.
رجب رجب هل علينا واقترب رجب رجب هل علينا واقترب يا مرحبا شهر رجب هل علينا واقترب شهر كريم وأصب فالرحمة فيه تصب شهر كريم وأصب فالرحمة فيه تصب الصوم فيه مستحب من صام يوما من رجب أعظم أجر قد كسب
رجب رجب